from KQED.
Actor Danny Glover headlined a protest yesterday on the steps of the federal building in downtown L.A., calling for the governor to do something about the state prison hunger strike, now in its fourth week. The strike is spearheaded by inmates in the Pelican Bay State Prison, protesting living conditions in the Security Housing Unit, or SHU. Glover told the crowd, quote, "If the system doesn't work, we have to create a system that works." The Brown administration has been battling court oversight of prisons, oversight set in place because of what plaintiffs have described as unconstitutionally poor health care and mental health care. This involves the prison system's shoes, too, as KPCC's Julie Small reports.
California prison officials use segregation and security housing units known as the SHU to isolate certain hardcore inmates. But more than 3,000 of these prisoners also suffer from mental disorders. Attorney Michael Bean says isolation exacerbates their conditions and can contribute to increased suicide rates.
Leaving human beings in isolated, harsh environments without stimulation, without activities, without programming, with very limited treatment, very limited exercise, is bad for them. And it's more bad, it's worse for people with mental illness.
Dana Seamus with California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says the inmates with mental illness and isolation units suffer from milder conditions, such as behavioral problems that require less treatment. As for the harsh environment, she says isolation units at other prisons look nothing like the notorious SHU at Pelican Bay State Prison, which does not house inmates with mental disorders.
They're not the, you know, windowless, perforated cell door type of cells with no sunlight. These are normal housing units that are used even for our general population inmates.
Seamus says inmates in isolation units see a mental health clinician every day and meet with their primary clinician once a week. Those who need it get more treatment. Attorney Michael Bean says that sounds far better than what inmates he represents get. Bean hopes to convince the federal judge overseeing prison mental health that inmates who suffer from mental illnesses belong in less restrictive environments, not in isolation. The judge has scheduled a hearing on the matter for the first week in November. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.